There's a lot of discussion about signature gather intimidation here in Washington, especially since signature gatherers failed to meet the threshold for the signatures they needed to get on the ballot the repeal of Senate Bill 5599, the one that is essentially is state-sanctioned kidnapping of children here in Washington state. So some people wrote a letter to Secretary of State Hobbs here in Washington and said, what are you going to do about the fact that all these signature gatherers were being intimidated? Well, he said he was going to take this very seriously, but now he's got a letter out to lawmakers that put up a whole bunch of question marks. Joining me now on the KVI studio line, Senate Republican leader and representative for the 20th District, Senator John Brown. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So here's the thing. I'm reading this letter, and it talks about how seriously he's going to take everything, but that he's not going to do anything. Is that the same way you read this thing?
Well, I mean, just like you, I'm a little disappointed in the letter. I mean, I take him at face value that he, you know, if provided with the statutory authority and the funding to investigate, he would do that. So I'm just going to go try and provide that statutory, authorization and funding and let him proceed. That said, that's not the only thing he can do. He doesn't have to go investigate this to lend his voice publicly to the outcry, to the concern over this. It's one thing to send me and our caucus back a letter saying, hey, I'm going to try and do something if I get more resources. Okay, that's what the legislature does. We'll go work on that. But he can also lend his voice publicly and say, this is wrong, not just in a letter or a private letter or a public letter, I guess, but through the media and other places to say, nope, I stand for access to democracy and to the initiative process, regardless of the politics involved. And he hasn't really done that.
Well, with everything we're seeing in Washington, D.C., I'm a little hesitant to give a government bureaucrat more authority, more money, more power. But at the same time, it could be something as simple as, hey, I'm taking this seriously, so I've spoken with Commander so-and-so at the Washington State Patrol, or I've spoken with so-and-so at the whatever county sheriff, and we're working on this together, and I've spoken to Governor Jay Inslee, who also takes this. None of that was in this letter. So even if your office doesn't have that authority, you could just say, here's what I've done for you.
You're 100% right. And just to be clear, when we sent the letter, we sent it both for this reason in part. We sent it both to the Secretary of State and to the Attorney General. So the Attorney General clearly does have the statutory authority and the funding and the resources to go investigate. It's just been crickets from the Attorney General, Bob Ferguson. I guess he's too busy with other campaign activity to respond.
Well, he's not running for office. Isn't this just an exploratory campaign? I don't remember him actually declaring he was running for office yet.
That's a good point. Nobody can really explain what that means. It's not in state law where you can do an exploratory run for office. But yeah, the bottom line is this is his job. If he really cared about, the government and represented the people of the state of Washington, he would be involved. Even if he personally disagreed with their position, he should care about making sure people have access, that they're not harassed, that they're not that harangued, abused, and discouraged from participating in our initiative process. It's just wrong. Or I should say in a referendum process in this particular case.
We're talking with Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader, representative of the 20th District, serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. And I got to ask at this point, I mean, why not turn up the heat on Ferguson? It gets you some electoral exposure, possibly some other things. I mean, as opposed to going after Hobbs for this, it seems like more, let's turn up the heat on Ferguson.
Well, in fairness, we said it to both, and we give, you know, the bureaucracy is slow, so we're giving them both a little bit of time to respond. We just got the response last week from Secretary of State Hobbs, as disappointing as it may be, at least a response. We haven't yet got one from the Attorney General, and I think we figured 1 to 2 weeks to respond. Beyond that, yeah, absolutely, we should turn up the heat and say, look, are you just going to ignore this very important issue? Are you going to ignore the access to participating in the legislative process through a referendum and see what he does? But that's coming. But I think you've got to give him a little bit of time to respond. He's had a little bit. Now it's time to to start talking about it again.
Gotcha, because we know that if this had been a Democrat initiative and some Proud Boys showed up and they were intimidating people, that would have been that. I mean, it would have been front page news in the Seattle Times. Bob Ferguson would be campaigning on it right now. So the hypocrisy is very, very glaring what I'm seeing here. We're talking with Senator John Brown, who's a Senate Republican leader of the 20th District, which is serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. So I guess now that Referendum 101 has failed, what can be done the next legislative session? I mean, eventually, it's just a matter of time till we get some awful story that we're going to cover on our show, where exactly what we are warning about with Senate Bill 5599 happens, where some kid disappears, ends up in a homeless encampment because they identified a certain way. I mean, that's what I'm really concerned about. So what can be done aside from an initiative process?
Well, I think we have to continue our fight. You and I and many folks who know about this bad bill, who have been involved in opposing it and fighting back. But there's still a lot of people in the state of Washington who don't really. So we can't let up. We have to continue to tell people about the bill and explain why it's bad for children, why it's bad for parents, why it's bad for our state. And you can expect there'll be bills next session that will offer to repeal it, to pull it back, to make it workable and reasonable and safe for children and their families. But in the current majorities, I don't have great hope of that. But we can't, even if you don't know that the bill can make it through, you can't let up. You got to keep fighting and keep folks, focused on what I believe very sincerely that will be the very bad outcomes of this bill, and make sure they understand and there's some accountability for folks who supported it, who promoted it, and I think will contribute to harm done to children in our state.
Switching gears for a minute, because I filled up my tank yesterday and it was outrageously priced. So Governor Jay Inslee and Joe Wynn, they had this big press conference where they're going to hold the evil oil companies accountable, and they're fighting for you when January rolls around. So I'm asking at this point, meaning they turned down the recommendation sent to the Department of Ecology to lower prices. They're not doing anything about the carbon tax. They say that price gouging at 80 cents a gallon, which the oil companies is doing, is price gouging, but refuse to acknowledge that 90 cents a gallon or more, which is what the taxes currently are, is actually price gouging. So how do you plan on holding them accountable and pressuring them to repeal this stupidity?
Well, I mean, this is a great example of bad policy put in place by the Democratic majorities. We have to continue to talk to people in the state of Washington and explain that the claims from the governor, claims from Senator Wynn, are nonsense. The idea that all this, that we're the highest, I think now we're back to the second highest, but near the highest gas price in the country by 60, 70, 80 cents, in some cases over the state average, I think it's more than that now, is a direct result of the bad policy they put in place. And when they say, oh, it's because the oil companies are gouging, that's 100% wrong. It's because the state is gouging. When you actually look at who's getting all this money from the taxpayers, it's the state. We're going to pull in about $4 billion in the biennium as a result of this bill, as a result of the cap and trade system. That's not money going to oil companies. It's not going anywhere but into the purse of the state, and the state is not sending it back in other tax relief. It's not using it to help people across the state. It's just taking money out of your pockets because they don't like gasoline. They don't like diesel fuel.
And they want our money more than anything else. Senator John Brown.
Yeah.
Senate Republican leader for the 20th District, which includes parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. Thank you, as always, for fighting for us, sir, and keeping us informed. We really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.